Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph on top. Again, last Shaila was that they checked out this arrow, and then Reb Yoina bat Achlifa threw it at a bird and made a kosher shechita. So kosher was like Dil Mavet Chalod, and maybe the arrow went through the simonim and it was covered up on top by a simon. Someone says, no, Chazinon Gidfo the Mirfame. We saw that the feathers were also cut, so for sure the shechita started on the outside. Furthermore, another kasha stam, I vo boy kisui. Oifus, we know when the dam comes down, there's a mitzvah kisui adam. So how could you just shech the oif when it's flying? You have to make a kisui adam. Vechitem, maybe you tell me in the chlami dim chayule that after he made the shechita, he went there to the place where the dam came down and he covered it up. Tomorrow still is no good. I vo omer reb zeir omer rav that ha shechit sorach shechita nofel amata v'yofel amala. The way you do the mitzvah kisui adam is that first has to be offer soft dirt on the floor, and then you make a shechita that the blood goes on top of that dirt, and then you cover it up on top of it. Shenemar the pasuk says v'chiseyu bi'ofer. You have to cover it up a bit offer in offer. Mashma is offer there before. Rashi says mashma kulei tamei bi'ofer. Those things have to be covered up in dirt. Or it doesn't offer le'nemar. Doesn't say the word offer. El bi'ofer. It says bi'ofer. Malam it comes to teach us shehar shechit tzarich shitein offer lamata. The yofel amala, mashma the shechita, the shechit has to have prepared dirt on the bottom, and then the dam comes on top of that, and then he covers up the top of the dam also with offer. See how can you make a shechita, throw the arrow at the bird? The chur, there was no offer prepared on the bottom. Samar says yes. The case was the masmin leli offer lekuli piska. That whole like a piece of land where he made the shechita over, he first prepared offer there. He made sure there was offer there. Rashi says, "Offer kol aviko hoya, or meisit v'kotish." He made sure, like, to chop it up to make sure the dirt was soft there. Rashi says, "Oishoya offer tichuach," or else the offer was already soft from before, and all they had to do was just umezamnoim bepeh lakach. Shavu goes this in Rashi not, but this pshat is you have to be mazmin prepare that dirt of bepeh. You have to say that this dirt should be ready for kisei hadam. Now the Mor says the Mishnah Yeshech Vitis, he was shechting, and he chopped off the head, he shechted in one movement. So we say it's possible, unless the knife is long enough. Now Omer Reb Zeira, what's called long enough? Molei Tzave v'chutz l'tzave. That the knife has to be long enough, longer than the neck, and a little bit more, that's called Molei Tzave v'chutz l'tzave, a little bit more than the length, than the width of the neck. The question is, Iboilu, we have a question like this. Iboilu, who was observing, mean to say, Molei Tzava v'chutz l'tzava, does it mean to say the width of the neck and a little bit longer? Molei Tzava v'chutz l'tzava, k'molei tzava, tehevi lo trei tzavori, does it mean to say, like we learned from the Mishnah, that the knife has to be long enough, the amount of two widths of the head, in other words, two heads, or do we maybe know, Molei Tzava, the knife has to be long enough to the width of the neck, v'chutz l'tzava mashu, and a little bit longer, that's all, as long as it's a mashu, longer than the neck itself, the knife is kosher to make a shechita with one movement. That's the shayla. So Toshma, come in here. It says, ho yishoychit, he was shechting. V'hitiz shnei roshim v'asachas, and he like chopped off, he made a shechita on two heads at one time. So it says, im yesh l'sakin molei tzavar echod kosher. If the knife is long enough of one neck, it's kosher. So now, my molei tzavar echad, what does it mean to say the knife is long enough of the width of one neck? You let me, if you want to tell me molei tzavar echad, the sule, that's all. Hashta bebehema achas. Binim molei tzavar b'chutz l'tzavar. Madach when you shecht only one animal, the knife has to be longer than the width of the neck. It has to be at least a little bit more. So here, b'shtei behemas, we shecht in two animals. Sagi lehu k'molei tzavar echad, is it possible to say this, the knife is kosher to make the one shechita if it's only as long as one width of one neck? Is that possible to say? El pshita my for sure, what it means to say is molei tzavar chutz l'shnei tzavarim. It means to say that this knife is long enough that it will extend the width of the head more than these two heads. That's when it's kosher. So Shemaminu, we have a proof that when the Mishnah or Rabbi Zera meant to say that when is the shechita kosher with one movement, if the knife is molei tzava, what he meant to say was molei tzava chutz letzava shemamina. He meant to say that the knife has to be long enough the length of two heads. So therefore, when the knife goes over one head, he has another length of that head like to make the shechita in one stroke, then the shechita was kosher. But if the knife is not long enough, they have two widths of the head, so then we say, for sure you did not make a kosher shechita, but we made a drossa, you had to press down, that's how you made the shechita with one movement. Then the Mishnah said, the medav mamum, when was it said that you have to have a long knife? That's only bizman shahulech lohevi, if you just make one movement. If you make movements backwards and forwards, then even though the knife is so small as an izmul, still the kosher, the shechita is kosher. The Omer of Menashe, that the izmul shein loy kenayim, this small, like a small thin knife, but someone has no points to it, it has no horns to it, it has no point at the end, but it has a point at the end, then we have to be afraid the point like will puncture the simonim without a shechita, then it'll be possible. Oh, Malay Ravacha, Braid Ravabud Ramanasho, Mach to Mai. What's going to be if you want to make a shrita with a needle, with a machat? Oh, Malay said back to him, Mach to Mivza Boza. A needle is no good. Mivza Boza, like, scratches it. Rashi says, Kishamelucha maybe, Mitoich Shuchat, since it's so sharp, Hu Noikiv, Vakareya, Vulechaitich. It just, like, punctures it, but it's not really cut it. Therefore, with a needle, would not be kosher to make a shrita. Machto di ush chafi mai. What would be the loch of a needle of a shoemaker? In other words, with a shoemaker, a tanner, what he used to cut the skin with, that type of a needle. What would be the loch with that? Can you make a shchita with this or not? Rashi says, shepi yosef chadudin. It mounts like a very sharp. Vechoitchin chuti atfar, and that's what cuts the chutim when you sew the shoe. So, mai, what's the loch? Omle sedak temtinini, we learn like this. That a filu kol shum. Even though the needle is very small, still it's kosher. So my love, does the Mishnah mean to include machto d'ushchvi? That's also kosher. Even such a small needle, it's not as small as a regular needle, it's a little bit bigger, but even such a tool is also, the shoemaker's tool is also kosher for shchita. So Mara says, loy izmul. Maybe the Mishnah only means to say an izmul, which he says like a small, Rashi says, is like a tar, it's like a razor. Only that's kosher for shchita. But not any type of a needle. So whereas the izmul, the hedikotomi law, that the Mishnah says clearly that an izmul is kosher for shchita. The core of the Mishnah means to include something else. So whereas says, no, I'll tell you, Perusha, come and forest, the Mishnah is coming to explain. My kosher, what it means to say, even though the knife is a small one, izmul, it has to be at least like a tar, but not small or not like a needle. And the more it says, hokinam and mistab, this is the svar also. The yisagadet, we tell me to think. That machto di ushechvi is also kosher for shchita. This needle the tanner uses is so harsh. The machto di ushechvi shari maduch, that's kosher for shchita. Is so izmul mi boy, like for sure a small razor is kosher for shchita. So what does the Mishnah have to say izmul for? Elamayt mashma only an izmul, not a needle. So Moses says could be no. I tell you izmul isruchli. Mishnah tells us a chiddush about an izmul. But otherwise, sakut ad dechimin avra thought to say. Ligzalas make gzera izmol shein like karnayim, make gzera not to use this tar, this razor that does not have any points to it, or to izmol sheishka karnayim, maybe you can't use an izmol that does have points to it, so maybe make gzera not to use it kumashmo, and that's the chiddush. No, we don't make gzera. So it's the chiddush to say you can use an izmol, but who then maybe could also use a macht of yushachvi. Therefore, it wouldn't be a clear proof in the Gemara, from the Mishnah, Bakoporan, that's what we hold. That a machto yishvi is no good, only an izmul is kosher l'shchita. Now the Mishnah says, no flaw sakin, let's say a sakin falls, v'shochta and it makes a shchita, afo pisha shochta kedak, even though the shchita is done well, still psula, it's a posel l'shchita, it's no good. Shnei, because the posel says, v'zavachta v'yachalta, that after you make a zvicha, then you could eat from it. So we dash in Mashat as a Veyachat Oichel. It has to be that you made the Shechita. There has to be a Koyach of a Gavra, Koyach of a power of a man. And not here that the knife fell off. Now the Gemara says, Taima, what's the reason why if a knife falls down by itself like a Mesa Shechita is possible? Taima the Nofel, because the knife fell by itself. Hohi Pilo, Masha, if a person threw it down. Hohi Pilo, if the person threw the knife down, then sure, then it would be kosher. Even though he had no kavana to make a shechita, as long as the person is the one that threw it down is called the Kerech of a Gavra, that would be called a good shechita. Smor says, the man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, the loy bin and kavon l'shchito, you don't have to have kavon, you don't have to have intentions to make a ma'aseh shchito. So my Rabbi says, Rabbi Nosin, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Nosin, that the Tony Oishio is zero dimin chavrei, that Oishio learned. So the Shaila, how about the Pshat is? Rashi has two Pshat, the Mom Shavash is zero dimin chavrei. Rashi says, Soyer HaYeshiva was the youngest one in the Yeshiva. For Limni, another Pshat is, the Oishio, Ziriho, you know, means Oishio, Rabbi Oishio was young. Nikra dimin chavrei Shivna HaYeshiva. So Kitz Oishio Ziri dimin chavrei said like this, that Zorak Sak in the Noyetz of a Kaisel, somebody throws a knife just to stab it into the wall. You want to get it into the wall. For holcha v'shochtem, while the knife is going, it also makes a shechita that cuts through the simonim of a bird or a behema. Kedarka, the right way. So it's like this. Rabbi Nosin Mashir. Rabbi Nosin says, yes, the shechita is kosher. The chom says, no, it's posel. Since you did not have kavon and l'shem shechita, the chom says it's posel. Rabbi Nosin says it's kosher. Zmora says true. Hutoni lo v'uomlo, he learned and he said like this. Halacha k'Rabbi Nosin, without a pasuk like Rabbi Nosin. Like our Mishnah, that a shechit is kosher even without kavana. For the Marai v'omar Rava Chod is in the Rava, we learned this one, said this already one time. Rashi midaita shalach, he said already one time, Allah is like Rabbi Nosin. That Tanan, we're not like this, we're not in the first Mishnah. V'chulon sheshochetu, whoever makes a shechit, v'yachirim roi noisan, whoever is somebody else is watching him, shechitosek shera. Then the ever the shechita is good. If somebody else watched the chera shleit of the kotel make the shechita and they said they did a good job, the shechita is kosher. We are meaning, we said on that already. Man tan, who's the tan of the first mishnah? The leiboy kavoni, you don't have to have kavoni of a shechita. That even a chera shleit of the kotel is also good if somebody watched him to make sure he did kill a shechita. So man tan of the leiboy kavoni le shechita. The yomar rov is said Rabbi Nosin. He goes according to Rabbi Nosin. So like, why does Rav have to be Madaik again from now Mishnah? Allah Rabbi Nosin, he was Madaik already from the first Mishnah. So Mar says Tricha, yes, we need the Dik of Rav both times. Di Ashmin and Hosim Fud only learned in the first Mishnah Shem Mishum the Komechavin Lishum Chaticha B'Yerlam. Hakol Ponim, it's a Cheresh Shait of a Katan. So therefore, Hakol Ponim the Mechavin to make a Chaticha to cut. Maybe they don't have Kavon to make a Shrita, but they have Kavon at least to cut. Maybe that's why it's good. I will talk about over here. The loyko mechavin, the person has no kavanah to make a shechit at all to cut. He only has kavanah to stab the knife into the wall. A maloy, maybe here, it's not a kosher shechita. So I need the chiddush shavir, even in this case, that the only psulus cost noflet fell by itself. But any time the person threw it, even though without intentions of cutting at all, still it's a kosher shechita. Now, v'yashmin and hochav, Rabbi would only made his dig from over here, from our Gemara. I would say Mishum the Kosim Mikoyach Bendas. And now Mishnir is better because the Koponim Agodol is the one that threw the knife. So it's coming from a Bendas. I will also put over there the like Kosim Mikoyach Bendas. Doesn't come from a Bendas. Aim Aloy. Maybe that would have thought to say the Shkit is no good. Sricha. That's the Chiddush. That even an hour, even over there, by the Cheresh Shreit of a Kotin, also the Shkit is Kosher. Because you do not have to have Kavono for Shkit. Now the Gemara says, it will learn like this. Nida shenensa v'tovla. Let's say a Nida was forced to go into the mikvah. And she went into the mikvah, she was forced, but she fell into the mikvah, soon see. Bekitzi, she went into the mikvah without kavana. Some Rav Yudah Marav Tahira Levesa. Yes, for her own husband she's tor. As long as she was in the mikvah, she becomes tor from a tumas Nida. But v'yasur lecha b'truma. But he truma, if she was a bas koyin, or an Eshes Kohen, in order to eat Truma, then you have to have a Tefillah, L'shem, Tyrus, to be able to eat Truma. And without Kavono, she's still also to eat Truma. For Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Af Lebeis Eloi Tariyos, no, even Lebeis, even for her own husband, still she's Tamei, until she has Kavono, to do it L'shem Tefillah. So the Machlekes Rabbi Yechonon and Rav, and Rabbi Yudam Rav. Oh, Malay Rav, Rav Nachman, so Rav is that's Rav Nachman. Le Rav, according to Rav, the Yom that he says Teru Lebeisa, that she's taught to a husband Tfili without Kavona, helps to take off the Tumas Nido, but still the Asur Alecho Betruma, she's still also Tit Kotit Truma, she's still Tami for Truma. So he asks the question, how could that be? Oven Chorus Hutra Issa Misa Miboi, Mother get took off the Issa Chiv Chorus of living with a Nido, which is a Mohammedic Issa. So for sure, this tefillah should take off the chiyuv misa b'day shemayim of eating truma when you're tomei. Rashi says, Toma shocha truma b'misa b'day shemayim b'eloherin anasrofim. The chorus, Rashi says, Choma b'misa. The yom of nechros and the zara nechros. Chorus means both you and your children will be wiped out. Chidavsiv aririm yiyu. Ma'ashayin kerein the misa b'day shemayim is only you, not your children. So madach, this tefillah of an ida without kavona, helps to be matahot to a husband. It takes off the chiyuv chorus. So for sure it should be good enough for truma. She should be able to eat truma now. Omele said back to him like this. By lo chulunu, that negayah to living with a husband, it's only halach of chulun. And v'chulun le boy kavon en chnami. A tefillus v'chulun does not need kavona. Mashenken for truma, that's the mochamadik halach. Over there you have to have kavona. Well, soon see whether it's midiraisa, posh is only midirabonin. The rabbonin will machmi v'chus truma that you have to have kavona. Now the Gemara says, how do we know what to say like this? Rashi says, how do we know what to say that for chulun you don't have to have kavona? The Tanan, we learn like this, gal shenitlash, if a wave like came out from the ocean or went up out of the water, so this gal is nitlash, is detached from the ocean. You have a wave of water. Uboy aboyim so, and in this wave itself there's aboyim so, that's the amount of water for a tyrus of a mikvah. For nofal al odem, it fell upon a person, be ala kalim, and upon the kalim. So teirim, they become tor, even though they have no kavona. But lamay said to kosher mikvah, so they become tor. So my love doesn't mean to say odem dumi the kalim. The odem is like a kalim. Ma kalim loy mechav, just like the kalim, these utensils, they have no das. So for sure they become tor without das. It means to say is af odem nami loy boy kavona odem a person. Even though this person was tamei, and he didn't have kavona that this wave should be metairim, but since lamais is inside a mikvah, now it becomes tor. So here you see that for chulun you do not have to have kavona. So versus mimai, who told you this? Dilma, maybe b'yeshiva metzapo askinon emos sayit l'shagal. Maybe this person knows that he's tamei and he's waiting to become tor, and he's waiting for this wave to come on top of him. So avada he has kavona for tefillah. So what's the proof? And then I'll tell you, the kalim dumi the odom. Maybe means here, in the case of kalim, these utensils become Torah, just like an odom. That ma odom divina kavona, just like a person could be unique kavona and you have kavona, is af kalim nami the boy mechavin lu. Odom, maybe the kalim also, you have to have the bailim, wherever is there, putting the kalim like near the water, you have to have kavonas odom to make it a good tefillah. So though so you have no proof here that for chulin, you do not need kavona. Gemara says, "V'chite, maybe you'll ask me, be yoshev u'mitzapa ma'ala meimu." The case is talking about the person just stam a yoshev u'mitzapa, he's stam waiting for the water to come upon him. Then ma'ala meimu, what do you have to tell me this for? L'chur pshita, if the person has kavona to become tor, so pshita becomes tor. What's the chiddush? Gemara says, "Yes, there's a chiddush here, because otherwise ma'ala the time I would have thought to say, ligzor mishum chard l'shogeshamim. Let's make a gzera of a wave." Of rainwater. And rainwater, that's possible when it's moving. Rashi says, Zerem Geshem on a Kalech Minahar. We have rainwater coming down the mountain. And there, you're not allowed to be tovel in the stream of rainwater when it's coming down. Because the loch of rainwater is, it can only be tor when it's ashburim, when it's stationary, when it comes into a mikvah form. But when the water is moving, it has no tyra. It's not tor bezeichlin. Only meimayin or ocean water is metayra bezeichlin. So I would have thought to say, this wave, it comes out of the ocean. True, really, midirais, it's metariu, even though the water is moving. But I would have thought to say, make exerish should not be metariu. Ought to you think you could become tor from the downfall of rainwater that comes down the mountain? That's called chardlish or geshamin. In Amirel's ligzor roshin, ought to keep in. Let's make exerish, maybe you'll be tovel in the roshin, in the head of it, and not in the keeping. Like Rashi explains, Rosh means like the head, means the end of this wave. In other words, it has to be that the person is on the ground, and when the wave comes down and hits the ground, then the water is cooled, like attached to the ground, then the water is matar the man. But not the keepin. Keepin means, let's say the wave looks like a rainbow, let's say. So the top part, when the wave is in the air, if you throw the kli up into the water, it will not become tor. Because the mikvah, the water cannot be tor, not be matar, if it's not mechuba lekarka, if it's in the air, in the avir, it can't be matar you. So I would have thought to say to make a gzera that this a wave of water should not be mitar you, even if you're standing on the ground and it's touching the ground now. Let's make a gzera. You would think you could become tor, even bekeepim. Means we throw the kli up in the wave when it's not touching the ground, it'll also become tor. So kamashlan, that's the chiddush, that loy gazrina, we don't make such a gzera. But it could be, again, talking about where the Odom is waiting for this wave to be metayer him. And it's somewhere the Odom is standing on the ground, and the wave now is coming out of the ocean and coming down upon him. And when the water touches the ground that's upon him, that's called the good tefillah, because the water is mechub lekarka. And we don't make any gzera that maybe like will jump up into the wave when it's still in the air. Because when the water is still in the air and not attached to the ground, there's no tyra then. So maybe that's the chiddush, that you could become tor with the wave of water, with the way that it's kosher, and even though it's talking about the person is waiting, he has kavanah, but still it's the chiddush not to make these gezeiras. So if we have no proof to say that by chulin, you do not need kavanah. Maybe by chulin you have to have kavanah. Zmor says still, uminotem, how do we know, to lay matvilin the keepin, how do we know this halacha, that you cannot be tevil a kli in the top part of the arch of this wave, where the wave is up in the air. It's not, we learn like this, matvilin barushin. Yes, you could become tor in the heads of the tip of it. Means the bottom part of it are touching the ground. But v'yein matvilin bekeepin. But you cannot put the kli in the archway of the wave when it's in the air. Why? The klal is, shei matvilin biyavir. You cannot become tor, you can't make a tefillah biyavir in the air. Yeah. So kids, so we have no proof. What's the law of chulun, needs kavanah or not? So Mora says rather like this, Ela rather chulun leiboy kavanah miyo minolan. How do we know this yisoid? That chulun does not need kavanah. This now learn like this, Teiris shenoflu l'toich amas hamayim. Teiris fruits that fell into a flow of water, fell into amas hamayim. That's like a flow from the well. So uporshat mi sheyod of tmeis, a person that his hands was tamei, stuck out his hands into this well-like, into this flowing stream, canal-like, to get the peiris. So porshat mi sheyod of tmeis v'notlon, and he picked up the peiris. So the kids, he put his hand in the stream of water. Rashi says yod is teiris ka'a deloibin and kavon l'chul, because you don't have to have kavonah. If even though here his kavanah was just to pick up the peiris, not to really get his hands tor, still his loch is yod of teiris. But o peiris, ena b'chiyutan, these peiris, since they fell there, you did not put them there, so we do not say you're happy with the water on them, therefore you're not machshiv this water on the pri, so it's not huch shlakabu tumma, as with ena b'chiyutan, mashiv loy ach shavei lahach nefila, you do not really want the peiris to fall into the water. But what's going to be vim bishvil sheyutchu? Let's say sheyutchu yodov. Let's say yad kavona. Now, when you put your hands in there, you want to also wash off your hands also. So, such a case that toheros and uperos bichiyutan. Rashi says umekablum tumim mikar labo tiyachsh velhach nefila peres lito yodov biakvosan. Because she had in mind, even though you don't care about washing off the peres itself, but our koponim, when the peris is in the water, you had in mind like to now wash off your hands in that water. So get like you're happy with that water on the pri, because you used it to wash off your hands. So if Rashi says, Evelei mashke shesayful erotzen, it's water that went on the pri, that at the end you're happy with that water. So even though you're not happy at the beginning, but that's the mission in Machshirin, that ko mashke shesayful erotzen, at the end you're happy with the water, afa pisha and chilosel erotzen, it's still Machshir. Here's the proof that for chulin you do not have to have kavanah, because then your hands become tor, even though you do not have kavanah to put them in there, l'shem etfila. And this the Gemara says, Eisvei Rav l'Rav Nachman. Rav asked the question to Rav Nachman. It says, Tova l'chulin, somebody went to the mikvah l'chulin. Rashi says, Tam lecho chulin huchzak niskavin b'shatvi l'kach. The person touched the sheretz, it became tummy, and he went to the mikvah, Tam kavanah pit chulin, that's all. Tova l'chulin, v'uchzak l'chulin, and he only had a mind to eat chulin. So also l'maiser is now allowed to eat a maiser. For maiser, maiser rishon, maiser shen, he didn't become Torah yet. So dik is huchzak in, loy huchzak loy. It's only his tova l'chulin v'uchzak. For v'uchzak means he had kavonah v'shas tefillah to do with l'shem chulin. So mashma koponim, even to eat chulin, you have to have kavonah. To become Torah, you have to have kavonah. Sora says, no, that's not the pshat. Tochikum, this is what the Braisa means to say. Afo pishuchsek lechulin, even though you have kavono, to make a tefillah l'shem chulin, that's the chiddush still, also l'maisa, that's still a koponim with the rabboni, not l'arit maisa rishon. Because we say the kavono you have for chulin is not called good kavono for maisa. But the chiddush is that maisa needs such a kavono. But it could be for chulin itself, even without kavono at all, so it's kosher. Eisvei, first question like this, it says, Toval polihuchsek, somebody made a tefillah and he had no kavono at all. So kilo loy tovel, as if he didn't make a tefillah at all. So my love doesn't embrace me to say kilu l'tova klal, even for chulin. So because mashmak lili for chulin, you have to have kavona. Tomorrow says loy kilu l'tova l'maisa. All he means is you weren't tova filchus maisa. You can't eat maisa yet. Avol tova l'chulin, but for chulin though it is called a good tefillah. Tomorrow says husa v'hiel duchliu komatchli is only pushing him away. Just say it's not a real good teretz. Pushing it's mashma that the tefillah does not help at all. Does mashma even for chulin pushing you have to have kavona. Tzmur says, Nofigi went out dock and he checked Vyashik and he found. The Tanya learned like this. Toval, somebody made a tefillah for Loi Huksak. And he did not do it l'shem tefillah. The Lochur is muta l'chulin. He's allowed to eat chulin. But v'yosa l'maisa, now let eat maisa. So it says clearly that for chulin you do not have to have kavona. That's not what we paskin. For nida, for chulin, if you make a tefillah even without kavona, avada it's a good tefillah. It's only for maisa, for truma, that you have to have kavona. Oh, Malaya Abayin the Rabbi Yosef, Leima Tevatiyuf to the Rabbi Yochanan and Mihor. So should be a kashan Rabbi Yochanan from over here. That he said before Rabbi Yochanan, even Labeisa needs not Torium for her own husband. So Rabbi Yochanan will even for Chulin, you have to have Kavona. And here it's Mashno, you don't have to have Kavona. So Mar says, Leima Tevatiyuf to the Rabbi Yochanan and Mihor. So Mar says, no, oh, Malay Rabbi Yochanan. Who the Yomak Reb Yonasan ben Yosef? Reb Yochanan would say, he says like Reb Yonasan ben Yosef. The Tanya would learn like this. That Reb Yonasan ben Yosef, the Pasuk says, V'choyveis, you have to wash off the clothing. So matam aloy mishem, let's say a second time to wash it off. So makish tachboisesh nila tachboisesh rishona. When we make a hekish, the second time you have to wash off this clothing, to the first time you have to wash it off. Ma tach boisus rishon, just like the first time you have to wash off the clothing, is ladas, you have to have kavonom. Ach tach boisus shnin, the same thing the second time you wash off the clothing, all starts to be ladas. So Rashi says, we're talking about here, nigei begodim, if you have a nega, tsaras, on the beged. Ksiv bo, it says, beis kavusim, two times you have to wash it. Tach boisus rishon, it says, v'chipsu es asher boi hanega, v'skira, wash it off, and then what, lock him up. Lira is to see if the nega will spread or not, or stay the same size. And then it says, V'chibishen liyachres, if you lock him up, if the kibbutz rishon, then it says you have to wash the second time. The shame tefillah v'tor, the second one is the shame tefillah from the tyrant. So make yekish, what does it say a second time? For Rashi says, pshita the shame, what does it say? Tachbois hashnias, pshita. So a makish tachbois hashnias the second time, which is l'shem tefillah tayra, to the first time, which is to put him away. Whereas ma rishon ladas adam nechsi v'tziv akoyim chipsos done midas is af shniya. That also has to be done midas and not that stam water fell upon the beged loy shipol b'mayim el, not that it fell into the mikvah by itself. So who you see after have kavona? Was imalahalan binan das koyin, just like by the first tachpoises, first time you washed off the begid, it has to be done with das koyin. Maybe afkan the second time also binan das koyin, or this time would learn another. The pasuk says v'torim mikol makom. So now, so the kids, Rabbi Yechon is going to hold like Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef that here it's time the tyrus of a mitzvah of a nega the shem chulin, time to become tor, not to the union of chulin of maisa stam. First one wants to become tor. And so it says that Tachboises has to have kavono. So Kis Reb Yechon holds you have to have kavono, holds like Reb Yonasan ben Yosef. And the Brice before is not like him, so it's not a kashan Reb Yechon. Now the Gemara says, Maskiv lo, Rav Simi Barashi, O Miyom Reb Yechon, is it true that Reb Yechon said, O Miyom Reb Yechon hoche, that you have to have kavono even for chulin, I vom Reb Yechon, look at Stam Mishnah, Reb Yechon always says, we pass like a Stam Mishnah. Utsunan, we learned in our Mishnah, Nof l'sakim v'shokta, the shakim fell and made a shchita. Apo pish v'shokta kadak, even when we made a kosher shchita, still psula. The vina, we made a diyek, bo a time with the nof one, because it fell by itself, there's no koyach gavra. There's no koyach from a person. If the person threw it, kshera, then the shkita would be kosher. He had no kavono. For Yerminim, we said, man tanad leboy kavono l'shkita. Who's the time holds you don't have to have kavono for shkita? Amarov Rebbe Nosani. Says, so, the stam mishnah holds like for chulin, for shkita, you don't have to have kavono. So how could Rebbe Yochanan paskin for chulin, you have to have kavono? So verses like this. The shkita of ilcha shkita could be a fil Rebbe Yonasan ben Yosef. Also agrees you don't have to have kavono for shkita. He only says it by Taras and Mikvah, but not by Shchita. Why? Midigol Rachmor, since the Taras says the Chiddush. Misasik for Kotchim Posel, that's by Kotchim if you misasik, being asking something else. The Shchita is Posel. Mechlav, it's only by Kotchim. Mechlav, the Chulin Leibin Kavono. Mashra, by Chulin, a regular Shchita, you don't even misasik as Kosher. Mashra, clearly you don't have to have Kavono. So by Shchita, even Rabbi Yechim would also agree to our Mishnah, you don't have to have Kavono b'shar Shchita. He only argues on tefillah. Rabbanan says, Rabbanan, what's from the Rabbanan? They hold even by Shkita you have to have Kavono. Rabbanan say, need Leibin and Kavono Lezvicha. True, you don't have to have Kavono Lezvicha. Like by Kotchim, you have to have Kavono Lezvicha. By Chul, you don't have to have Kavono Lezvicha to make like a Shkita. But Lechaticha Binan, but Akoponim, you have to have Kavono Akoponim to make a cutting, to cut it Akoponim. And in our Mishnah, you don't have Kavono to cut. They just threw it to stab it in the wall. He had no kavon to cut anything. According to Rabbanu, that's a posla shchita. So Kitza, now Mishnah, Rabbi Yechanan could agree that by shchita is kosher even without kavon. Omar Rav says, Beho zachnu Rabbi Nosson Rabbanan. This punkt, Rabbi Nosson went out over the Rabbanan. Miksiv chotachta, it says, Rabbi chotachta, cutting of a zavachta ksiv. It says, Loshna zvicha, some monashach.